Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros. Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 96. Today, we're going to talk about Google Ads. If you're currently running Google Search Ads and you want to lower your costs and increase conversions, then this episode is for you. As you probably know, Google Ads promotes the use of smart bidding strategies for search ads. Those automated bidding campaigns target specific goals, such as maximize conversions, maximize conversion value, targeted cost per action or lead, CPA, and targeted return on ad spend, or ROAS, return on ad spend. In these campaigns, Google uses artificial intelligence to dynamically adjust your cost per click, targeting either cost per action, return on ad spend, conversion value, as we just said. As opposed to manual bidding strategy, where you can set a maximum cost per click, per ad group, per campaign, per keyword, these smart bidding strategies not only take control of that bidding for you, they also seek out audiences, people who have shown to convert into leads. So they're doing both of those things. Now, we've been testing each of these strategies for our clients. We've talked about them in past episodes. We find that in about half of the campaigns we run, smart bidding improves performance and lead generation, while also decreasing the cost per lead slightly. And then in about half of the other campaigns, smart bidding campaigns underperformed and resulted in higher cost per lead and campaign. So we have about roughly a 50-50 mix. Actually, it's a little bit more in favor of the manual bidding on our client accounts. Each account is very different. Actually, not even each account, right? So each campaign produces different results. And a campaign for one client, for say one in a similar client, different location, same topic, we get different results. So you literally have to test it on each campaign in both formats to see which works better in your case, right? Note that it takes at least 30 days or so to get enough data and for the AI to work properly to measure which bidding strategy is going to work best for each individual campaign. So you'll have to adjust campaigns and campaign spending for about a month or so for each campaign to see which method's going to work best for each one. In the end, you probably have some campaigns performing better using smart bidding, while others perform better using just leads as the goal and manually setting maximum cost per click. Right? All of our client accounts have some campaigns using smart bidding and some campaigns using leads as the goal and manual control with maximum cost per click. Now, keep in mind that you need to have landing pages for your ads that have lead forms on them and that they use a custom thank you page for each landing page, right? With the lead form. This enables you to track form conversions. Somebody fills out a form for, let's say, water heaters from the water heater landing page. They go to a water heater thank you page. That thank you page, that URL is listed as a conversion, right? In Google Analytics, Google Ads, Google Tag Manager, however you're setting it up. So, and of course, you also want to track phone number clicks as a conversion in Google Ads, right? So if you don't have conversions set up properly, then you really have no idea what's working, what's not, and that's a bad place for your money to be in. Right? And your landing pages should also be specific to the context of the ad. So like I just gave the example, if the ad is about water heaters, then the landing page better be about only water heaters, right? So if you're not tracking conversions properly or you're sending ad clicks to your homepage, then first, before you do anything else, go back and change that now before you do anything. Right? It makes zero sense to run online ads without properly tracking conversions. So if you're doing that, you're probably wasting a small fortune on ads that you don't need to be. right? So that's step one. Go back and make sure you're tracking conversions. Okay, so now before we get into Google's Performance Max campaigns, let's also remind you that anytime you're running search ads, you also need to protect those ads from fraudulent clicks by your competitor, click farms, click bots, which are all combined likely to be costing you anywhere from 10 to 30% of your ad budget, potentially more, high competitive market and area. So we use ClickGuard software to set up click rules and integrates with the Google Ads campaigns, our clients, and protects our client accounts from these type of fraudulent clicks. You have to set up rules, doesn't protect you from the first click, protects you from subsequent clicks. Blech, I can't speak. But only if you set up the rules properly, of course, and adjust them accordingly over time. Right. So we will leave an affiliate link in the description and show notes, and you can go check out ClickGuard or go to them direct. You don't have to use our link. It's just what we use. So we're set up that way. Okay. Now on to Google Performance Max campaigns. These are Google's newest goal-based smart bidding campaigns, came out in 2021, I believe, about the middle of the year. These campaigns use multiple assets, including text ads, display ads, and video ads, all in one campaign, and they appear in Google Search, Display, YouTube, Gmail, Google Maps, and Discover formats, all from the one campaign. So you get access to all of Google's ad platforms in a single campaign. You also get to customize the audiences that your campaign will target using your own customer lists as well as Google's prepared audience lists, right? Now, Google uses AI technology, artificial intelligence technology, to control the bidding, the budget optimization, audiences, creatives, click attributions, and more, right? And their machine learning technology is used to make it more accurate predictions about which ads, audiences, and the creative asset combinations that will perform best for you. For service companies, of course, the goals are lead generation, right? So lead conversions through phone calls, lead forms, and website forms. You can also set value rules to train the AI as to what conversions are perhaps more valuable to you than others, so it can adjust the bidding accordingly. So for instance, if you know leads from a certain zip code are more valuable to you than other zip codes, then you can train and tell the system and train it to make those adjustments to bid a little bit higher in certain zip codes, a little bit lower in others, right? You can also use tools like Optimizer, not exactly how it's spelled in English. So OPTMYZR, I believe, .com, optimizer.com, which is a software that helps you get control over value-based bidding on Google Ads and helps you train the AI machine learning to optimize performance for you. You don't have to use that, but if you're spending a lot in ads, you're doing it yourself, then you might want to go over and look at optimizer.com. Now, the Performance Max campaigns in Google are designed to run along side by side with your search and display ads, not in place of them. Okay? So after in addition to. So they're campaigns you'd set up to expand upon your current search campaigns. Instead of expanding your daily budget on existing campaigns, try testing a Performance Max campaign. And now for the good news. Now, we are not normally the biggest fans of smart bidding campaigns because they don't work for all campaigns, as I've said previously, despite how brilliant Google likes to claim that their AI is, right? They can mix headlines and such to combinations that just don't make sense, right? So if you've listened to our podcast in the past, you know that we're on the fence on smart, but we've been testing these Performance Max campaigns on several client accounts for the last 30 days, roughly. And so far, we like what we're seeing. So to start, we created new sets of search text, display ads, images, and video ads, and then set up a single Performance Max campaign for each test client. Now, you need some patience when you're setting these campaigns up. You need to gather the assets that it wants. So image assets, logo asset, at least one good video ad. And then you need to have text assets prepared, right? So headlines and descriptions, right? And where you're sending them to. So what's the topic of the ad? Again, zero in. If we're talking water heaters, let it be about water heaters. And then send them to your water heater landing page, right? So, but when you're setting it up, you need some patience when selecting the keywords. When you get to the section on keywords, and I'm not sure they're using that exact phrase, but it's not like regular search ads. You don't upload a bunch of keywords and negative keywords, and then you're done and set it up to broad match, phrase match, or exact match. Instead, Performance Max is a little different. So it gives you a bar where you type in, let's say, your keyword, water heater repair, but it doesn't let you just put that keyword in there. So it'll pop up a list of related phrases. And so you really need to spend some time discovering the phrases that apply and that they're buyer-ready phrases, right? So phrases will pop up, but they're not all buyer-ready phrases, right? Some are earlier in the buyer's journey. So I'm assuming that we're setting up an ad campaign for ready buyers. In this case, like an example, water heater repair. That person's water heater is broken. They need it fixed, right? You can also set these up to point to lower funnel, lower parts in the funnel where it's educational or informational pages you're sending to them to. That's cool too. But in this example, we're setting up ready buyer ads, right? We're looking for people who are ready to pull the trigger right now. They need service, okay? So you definitely want to spend some time at that keyword section and input lots of keyword ideas to identify the best, most comprehensive list possible. Don't skip over this section. It's super important, right? It's what's going to control when your ads are showing up, right? Same advice holds true for your audiences. When you get to the section where you're setting up audience, find all the applicable in-market, quote-unquote, audiences already set up in Google. And then you can also upload your existing customer audience. So Google can use that to identify similar, you know, audiences similar to yours. So similar to people who've already done business with you, right? And then, of course, be sure to apply really good headlines and text descriptions for those text search ads. So, and of course, I'm going to assume you've already laid out a very nice video ad and some display ads, right? So in the end, our experiences, we're getting a really decent number of conversions, and they are coming in so far, again, only 30 days, but a lower cost per lead than we're getting with our same topic search ads, right? And we're also getting more traffic and brand exposure to these client sites because we're getting a lot of clicks. The cost per click is super low, and yet it's all still resulting in a lower cost per lead conversion, right? So more traffic, more clicks, and conversions at a lower cost so far. Now, of course, the conversion rate is lower as opposed to a direct search ad. Text ad, because we've got display, we've got video, we're getting more clicks, but they're not even a dollar a click, I think, roughly, right around a buck a click, right? So good way to get more brand exposure and such, more people hitting your site, right? These campaigns also provide a asset performance report. So after a while, you can go in and you can see which assets are performing well and which ones aren't. It'll show you which text headlines are working best and which ones aren't. It'll say like great, good, and low performance, I believe. And the same holds true for all the display image ads and the video ads. So it will rate them all, and then you can go back and you can edit or change your assets accordingly. I would give them a little more time than 30 days. So maybe on the headlines, you could go in and you change some of your text headlines that are having a low response, of course. But I would wait a little while on the display and the video ads. I'd go out about 60 days or so and see what the rating is at that point. And then you can edit or change your assets accordingly. So in summary, if you're running Google search ads and you want to generate more leads at a potentially lower cost, plus spread your advertising to all Google properties for improved visibility, then our data shows that Google's Performance Max campaigns are definitely worth a try and worth the effort and time you'll put into them and costs. You're making display ads and video ads, so it's not cheap to start one of these campaigns. But again, worth, so far the data shows they are worth the efforts and time. All right, I hope that helps some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, subscribe to our podcast. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Help the algorithm like us. Subscribe to the channel, of course. Hit the notification bell. You get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.